Rufiya, an ex-Apulia province minister. The situation there is that there was no burden of proof. Former Apulia province minister's issue was on tape, and for the former health minister, it was confirmed that there were expired drugs. So, I mean, there's another aspect here, because you maybe, as Hope the Duchess, may know something about what I've been doing that is wrong.
Yeah.
But you don't have the proof. You don't have the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. I'm looking at a message that just came through from Ruben, who says, good morning, Chmweka and the Duchess. The acquittal of the Nchanga lawmaker is clear shot in the UPND and the partial application of UPND. It also exposes the president. So what happens to voice notes? We heard the MP on how he would spend the whole night counting the 2 million kwacha.
So that's another aspect to it, because the audio made rounds.
Yes.
The only thing is that there was no proof at the end of the day. I mean, others are even beginning to people begin to have their thoughts around the in terms of their confidence in the judiciary. Others, it begins to dwindle. They begin to question all of that and so on. But I guess proof is another aspect to it, because people can make allegations but are not able to prove it, right?
Yes.
And that's another aspect there. And the courts work with that. So you can understand even where the courts are coming from. They work with that. There needs to be some evidence before they make that kind of decision. But keep letting us know via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line what your thoughts are.
Yes, also I was going to say, speeding up these cases also might help, like one of our listeners had suggested. So, you know, make sure the court case is done in a fair amount of time, and people move on. Because we find cases that have been dragging. Sometimes you even forget about it, and then you find, oh no, they're hearing this judgment has been passed, and then now people have to start remembering, oh, this is why this case was on and whatnot.
I mean, this is a man who was dismissed in July last year, and this is when we're getting this information. Let's get into the news at 8 with Patty.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Action Aid Zambia raises concern over President Hichilema's continued role as IDC chairperson. SADC Truck Drivers Association warns that toll fee hikes will affect efforts to increase driver salaries. And in global news, Russia seizes 5,700 Mariupol homes in a forced Russification move. With the main news at 8, I am Paddy Mugando. Action Aid Zambia Country Director Brenda Temba Temba has raised concern over President Hakainde Hichilema's continued role as Industrial Development Corporation IDC chairperson. Ms. Temba Temba, in an interview with Phoenix News, argues that this dual role makes the head of state less functional in addressing key national issues such as the economy. She also notes that this makes it a challenge to hold him accountable for decisions made as IDC chairperson. Ms. Temba Temba says it is high time that President Hichilema entrusted the people he appointed to lead parastatal companies under IDC.
I think it's important that the president begins to trust the people he appoints in these positions, because they represent not only his office, they represent all of us in those institutions. I want to believe we have capable Zambians who can run, and the president can be an ex-officio if that is okay, and if he really wants to ensure that, if he really wants to have someone, if he really wants to oversee or provide oversight of IDC because of the ongoing challenges. But the president is so busy.
But Finance Minister Dr. Situmbeko Mosokotwane has defended President Hichilema's role, stating that his guidance and leadership are essential in resolving critical issues. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mosokotwane has emphasized that President Hichilema's continued involvement with the IDC does not hinder the performance of parastatal companies.
So with the arrangement from the start, government has just continued on what was already in place. The president obviously felt that there is need for him to remain on the board as he said it, so that he can provide guidance. That is his prerogative. There have been some tough issues, and the convening power of the president in terms of ability to gather people in one room and sort out issues. For the time being, I think the assessment of the president is that it's necessary for him to remain.
The SADC Truck Drivers Association of Zambia is concerned that the impending hike in toll fees to take effect on the 19th of April 2025 will negatively impact efforts to increase driver salaries. Association Secretary General Jackson Banda says the increased fees will worsen challenges faced by drivers, as transporters are already resistant to raising salaries due to high operational costs. According to the National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, the toll fee hike includes increases for medium and heavy vehicles, with fees ranging from 300 to 460 kwacha for certain vehicle categories. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Banda notes that many transporters claim doing business in Zambia is costly and that they are not given enough business opportunities by government, which stagnates drivers' wages.
We are voice notes everywhere where management are saying our company will not pay this much unless the government writes us to us officials. So we see that compliance levels will be still very low, and especially when there is this increment of the toll plaza, transporters are saying doing business in this country is very costly. So how can we pay the driver if tolls are going up? So where are we going to be getting the money from?
Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has assured the public that government, through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, is prepared to handle potential maize spoilage due to unpredictable rains. With enough dryers and storage facilities in place, Mr. Mutolo believes the farmers' products will be safe, even with predicted floods that could damage mature crops. Mr. Mutolo has emphasized that despite warnings of potential losses and food security concerns, government has the situation under control. He tells Phoenix News that with the predicted bumper harvest for the 2024-2025 farming season, FRA has enough storage facilities to maintain the quality of maize for consumption. The minister further says, given what the country went through due to effects of drought, government will not allow any more wastage of maize.
The FRA is working on all the modalities to prepare on one, how to store the crop, two, preparation for money. We don't want to owe farmers. The farmers have suffered enough. We want, as the maize is coming in, we are paying them. Okay? I assure you that given what we went through, we will not allow crop to go to waste. We are going to go, if it means hiring private sector storage facilities, we will find storage facilities to properly secure our grain. It would be very shameful if tons of our grain went to waste because we didn't prepare the petrol.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda says Zambia can learn from countries like Ghana that has banned foreigners from trading in its local gold market. Ghana has banned all foreigners from trading in its local gold market as part of efforts to boost national revenue and streamline the country's mining sector beginning 1st May 2025. Mr. Simukonda believes this move could help Zambia maximize economic benefits from its mining sector. He proposes reserving gold trading for Zambians, potentially through the Bank of Zambia, to ensure safety and increase national revenue. Mr. Simukonda tells Phoenix News that foreigners currently dominate the sector, depriving Zambia of potential benefits.
You know,